Meteorologist John Catino is here. What is your forecast coming from the National Weather Service? There's a bunch of percentages floating around, right? What are they saying lately?
There are. And you know, they've been trending down, but it's funny because, like I said, it's all these percentages. So they're telling us it's we'll have a 50% chance of only 30% cloud coverage at 2 o'clock on that day.
Well, what about 3?
So,
Well, come on now.
I'm not a weatherman, but I just think it's funny all these percentages. So.
John Catino, the duly elected number one dad, apparently it's on his coffee mug, and he is also the director of the Delaware County Emergency Management Agency. I love the cup.
Yeah, Father's Day gift.
Did you have to run for that? Did you have to put placards in your yard and whatever?
There were some requirements.
Was there voting? Was there a primary election? I'm glad that you're here, John. All right, first and foremost, Monday countdown is on to the total solar eclipse. As our listeners have heard, it's going to be right over our heads. Whether it's cloudy or sunny remains to be seen. Whether it rains or not remains to be seen, but it's going to happen no matter what, and you and your department has to prepare for every possible eventuality.
Absolutely. You know, our biggest thing, again, we talked about it before, Steve, is traffic, the unknown of traffic. We don't know how many people will be here and what it's going to be like on the road. So, yeah.
So how much planning has gone into this?
I mean, we may have started planning back in 2022, 23, first of it, 23. So, I mean, it's been a few years in the making.
We're
so.
Talking to John Catino. He's the Delaware County EMA director. We've talked to Mr. Dyer over in Madison County, and all the other EMAs in the adjoining counties. Our listening area is vast, obviously. Everybody has differing amounts of personnel and people and apparatuses, and all of it has to be ready for what may or may not happen. So, at the Delaware County EMA in downtown Muncie, what happens and when on Monday?
So, Monday, April on the 8th, we'll have our what we call a policy group come in. So, it'll be our representatives from fire, EMS, police, Muncie Fire, Muncie EMS, Sheriff's Office, and we will all sit down in there and collect information that comes in from our trained spotters. They're actually turned our storm spotters from ham radio side to traffic spotters. We're going to have them throughout the county reporting back to the EOC any traffic congestion that we see or they see, and that's going to help us not only get that information out to the public, but also on the public safety side. Because if there's calls, which obviously we know are not going to stop just because there's a solar eclipse, it'll help those responders getting to that emergency. And we can say, hey, there's some traffic congestion in this area. You might want to reroute a different way to, not prolong that. So.
And the Delaware County EMA deals with everything in Delaware County. It's not just city and county roads. Just the other day, you were texting me at 5 in the morning about Interstate 69, and there was the situation ended up being a semi that tried to flip a U-ey or something and got sideswiped. And you were letting us know that the interstate, that part in Delaware County, was obviously in trouble. Is there construction right now anywhere in Delaware County? You're laughing. On the interstates, is there?
There's interstates. We have local traffic. You
that's
know, the,
not
the
good.
Bridge north of Muncie towards Albany is going to be closed.
No,
so,
that's not
good.
There's
a lot of those. It's springtime, so those orange cones pop up everywhere. So.
I don't want to worry about it. I just got a great idea, and I didn't even talk to you about this off air, so I'm going to throw it at you. What if I was able to pull it off, if I did Delaware County today at 8 a.m. Monday at your place, is that considerable? Is that a possibility just to kind of see what's starting to ramp up? He's thinking about it. He's considering.
I think we could possibly.
Can I get into the building at that time? Do I need to swipe a key fob or something?
We could maybe work something out there.
We'll talk about that. Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, it's the thing. It's been 819 years. I'm reasonably certain I won't be able to do that broadcast again.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you and me both.
We're hoping that everything turns out to be okay. We had the Indiana State Police on yesterday. I'm sure you heard that. Scott Keegan, the sergeant with a PIO job nearby, they're going to have all hands on deck kind of a situation, too. Now locally in Delaware County, you also have a genius on your staff and in your midst. His name is Kyle, and there is an even better way for the public and the media, myself included, to track a lot of real-time data. Tell us exactly how that's going to work.
Yeah, so he's created a dashboard. Now, the dashboard's getting used both by our ham radio operators who are going to be sending that information back to us, but there's also a public-facing side. So you can go onto our Facebook page, and there's a link there and the map link, so you can pull up the map anytime, preferably when you're not driving, stopped somewhere.
Number one dad there.
But you make sure that you pull that map up. You can see that. And you can also submit those traffic congestions you see yourself. It gives you a location and time, and you can take a photo. Again, not while driving, but you can submit that, and it comes right back to us in the EOC. So we actually see that as well. So, absolutely.
That'll be more eyes in the field is better.
Yep.
You mentioned it already. You're thankful for the ham operators. I mentioned in the opening that it's old school, trying to be ready just in case. If something happens to the cellular networks or something, which could happen because they can only handle so much cellular traffic, and if there's a gajillion of people trying to use their cell phones, calling, texting, and whatevering, that obviously might jack that up just a little bit.
Yeah.
But the hammies, they're going to be okay.
They're our go-to, absolutely. So, and, you know, our guys are working conjunctively with Madison County, ham radio guys, and Grant County. So, you know, we're going to have both ends of Delaware County covered, traffic coming in, traffic going out. So it's a collective piece there.
Jeff Dyer is the guy in Madison County, your compatriot over yonder. He was on just yesterday on one of our other stations in Anderson, Madison County with Mitch Henk. We'll review that data and see what Mr. Dyer had to say for our listeners throughout East Central Indiana. But as far as Delaware County is concerned, anything else you wanted to talk about with respect to Eclipse Monday?
No, I mean, again, be prepared. Think ahead. You know, there was a great article that we published out from a viewer that was a journalist who went saw 17 and wrote a great article about things that she just didn't think about, you know, stopping to get fuel, having food, and things of that nature. So make sure that stuff's all done prior to Monday because you don't know what's going to happen that day.
All right. Last item before I let you go, I want to go to a different emergency, the one that happened a couple and a half weeks ago, that tornado that infected Selma and lots of parts of Delaware County and then off into Randolph County, too. We've talked since then on air and off air, John, but talk about the recovery efforts, the efforts of your people and staff, and anything else that you saw and you want to share with the community this morning.
You know, obviously, for an incident that took place in just a couple hours, the recovery process is the longest. Trying to bounce back from all that stuff. But, you know, we're working well with the state. They're actually here in Selma and I believe in Winchester. They called DLOC, Disaster Loan Outreach Centers.
Yep.
They have one set up at the Selma Legion for those residents affected. You can go in there and they will help you with trying to get loan assistance for repairs or whatnot. They'll be there for 2 weeks helping anybody and everyone. On the other side of it, for the government entity side, the public assistance, we've actually had some meetings and we're working on our paperwork to submit up to try and get some of that state disaster relief money back to those entities as well. So it's a long process, but we are moving forward with
John
it.
Catino, as you referenced the DLOC, the acronym there, we have all that information on our local news page. I think it was released by the state, I don't know, several days ago.
Right.
But if anybody needs the hours, the days that those places in Selma and in Winchester are open, to be visited by people affected by those tornadoes and storms. All of that is right there. There's an 800 number, too, if for some reason you can't get to one of those facilities in the hours that they're open, they can get you the information in that fashion, too. All right, I think I'm done if you're done.
Yeah, we're good. I think
you need to get
for Monday.
You need to continue preparing for the zombie apocalypse, you know, because that could happen, too. Emily's giving me a dirty look right now. You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to be ready as we can be. And
absolutely.
Honestly and seriously, I very much appreciate the efforts of people like you, John. When the activity gets worst, you and your folks get best, and just know that you are appreciated, whether
Thank
it's
you.
A tornado or an eclipse or something in between.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Much more to come. Local news summary set to air bottom of hour, 8:30. And there's a lot to cover this morning. Good morning, Mama in Minnesota. Chicagoland is listening. Mike Rhodes is on the Alexa device, too. Apparently, his big honking speakers don't work. That's okay. Any way you listen, we appreciate it on WMUN.